Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Great People TV with me, Ben Ibrahim. Thanks for joining us. And tonight, we're talking about the World Cup, which will be starting next weekend. And our guest is the one and only Dato Sri Windsor-John, who is the General Secretary of the Asian Football Confederation. But before we welcome Dato Sri on air, as usual, like JJ said last week, support all our social media platforms and comment as well. I'm sure you know what our social media platforms is, because I've repeated it too many times right here on Great People TV. But I'm not going to repeat myself right now. I'm just going to welcome our guest, Dato Sri Windsor. Dato, welcome to the show. Welcome once again, Dato Sri Windsor, to Great People TV. And thank you so much for saying yes to this interview appointment, because we know how busy you are traveling the world. But Dato Sri, before we get into the topic about the Qatar Football World Cup, which is starting next weekend, let's talk about how you got into football, because first and foremost, you are a football man.
Hi, Ben. Thank you very much for inviting me and also AFC to this program.
Pleasure.
How I got involved, I would say that from young, I was exposed to football because my family was a family of football players, coaches, referees, everyone involved. So every time there's a gathering, football is the main topic in the family. My father himself was a Kedah State referee, played football. As my cousins have been in coaching positions, played for the national as well, states. So a lot of football activity in the family. So naturally growing up, that was something that I did myself. I played for my school. I played for my state. Then I became a teacher. Then I continued that drive to be involved in football made me move to coaching. And I've never left since I've played, so to say, this football realm. I've never left it in any form, whether playing, coaching, administration. So it's been there from the beginning. But I'm not complaining.
No, not at all. It's a dream job. And thank you for staying with football. Because as I always say, for a sport or football to grow, you need continuity. And you're very much part of that continuity. So let's talk about the Qatar Football World Cup. A lot of things have been said, but I want to focus on the positives. We have Asian teams right now who are global powerhouses, who can beat the powerhouses of world football from Europe and South America. What can we expect from this, from an Asian perspective? What can we expect at Qatar Football World Cup, in your opinion? No right or wrong answer.
No, I think if you break this, your question, into two parts, first of all, what can we expect from the Qatar World Cup as host? We are host. Asia is host. Qatar is host. Middle East is host. So naturally, I would say a great hospitality will be presented to all the guests, players, whoever. We have great hospitality in Asia. And I think on that part, we will do very well in welcoming the world to Qatar. Naturally, that would be very important because that makes the people, the fans, the lovers very welcome from the time they set their foot in Qatar. On the other side, what can we expect from Qatar? Qatar will be very different. A different World Cup. And we know that it's a winter World Cup. People are coming, players are coming into the, top players are coming into the World Cup, having played not the full season, but probably a quarter of season, which makes them a good condition in terms of technically to perform well at the World Cup. So all in all, I would say a nice weather also contributes to the performance of players. Great football fields helps the players to perform at the highest level. A short season for the top players coming into the World Cup will keep them fresh. And I personally would be thinking that it will be a great World Cup for the players in terms of their technical performance. That is something that will be very interesting, because this is the first time that they are playing in winter or November.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting for our technicians to evaluate players playing in winter, coming into the World Cup in a short season. So these are something that will be groundbreaking evaluation done by coaches and technicians, statisticians all over the world.
Nice, nice. We wish you all the very best with hosting the biggest sporting event in the world. It's extremely exciting. I look forward to having no sleep and just watching football. I'm very much a football fan.
It's not bad. The timing is not bad for Asia.
The timing is quite friendly to Asia, yeah. But It's exactly. Still, I like I said, enjoy the 1 month where we're friends just talk about nothing but the World Cup, which I really enjoyed. Yeah. It's really, but you said it so just now in that answer, in your previous answer to my previous question. From a technical perspective, you know, it's going to be groundbreaking. And what has been groundbreaking over the last 20 years plus, Asian teams have come a long way, not just in the senior team, but in the development team. We see Vietnam doing very well. Once upon a time, they were complete novices. South Korea, Japan, Saudi Arabia are beating nations from Australasia, Europe and South America, not just at the senior level, at the development level as well. What do you think that's down to? I know that's not an easy answer to come up with. What do you think is down to and how the AFC has conducted themselves to always achieve continuous improvement?
No, you're absolutely right in the sense that a lot of new teams have emerged. That's good because it keeps their top teams on their toes. And as you can see in the qualifying rounds in Asia itself, as you rightly said, Vietnam was a eye-opener for us in the AFC. Not only just qualifying for the final round, but also putting up a decent show on their first, I would say, go at the World Cup. I think for us, this has always been our wish that more teams from the middle range of member associations, I would say like Thailand, Vietnam, even including Iraq, these are the countries that we wish will push the others for their turn in the World Cup. And we are happy that they are doing well in terms of development programs. As AFC's vision is to empower and develop member associations, because AFC itself does not have a team playing in the World Cup. We don't have. We are the governing body. So our member association's success is our success. So we have all the interest to make sure that they are successful. So what do? We help them in development programs, technical support. And as we say, we need to develop top quality coaches, because good coaches develop good players.
Exactly.
And therefore, our focus has always been to assist our member associations, develop good coaches, so that these good coaches then go and develop good players. So that has been our focus. In the last couple of years, we have really embarked on a coaching convention, on a youth program, grassroots initiatives, so that our teams are on par with some of the best in the world. So these are some of the initiatives undertaken by the AFC. But on the other side, we also try and always improve the format of our competitions, because the format of competition will raise the standard of our teams. And we all know that competitions drive development. So we need to continuously improve, innovate our competitions to keep our players playing at the best format, the right format, with the right teams and so on, so that we are building the development of the players and the coaches as well.
Nice. Now, that's so true what you say, because the more competition we have, the better the students and the athletes will become. I always put the word students and athletes in the same bracket, and also teachers and coaches in the same bracket as well. In terms of major wins, that's all three. I know there's so many to select from, but what would you say are the key major wins for AFC in terms of growing football in our beloved area?
Okay, I want to start with, if any organization wants to grow, there needs to be stability. Okay, this is crucial. Okay, there's no stability, there's no development, there's no growth. And if we can stabilize the organization, and I think that's what the president, Sheikh Salman, did when he came as president in 2013 and then 2015, he stabilized the federation. And how did he stabilize? He rallied everyone together with the theme of unity and solidarity. Because without unity and solidarity, you cannot work. Because you're always trying to do damage control, trying to put out the fires. Yeah. So there's no time, no quality time to build the house, so to say.
Right.
So we need to stabilize, put the right foundations in place. Foundations such as governance, integrity, development, technical support. So these foundations were laid. And that, I would say, is what is helping AFC now achieving whatever successes that we have been achieving, whether it's in the men's game, it's in the youth game, in the women game. I think we are seeing our teams perform better and better consistently at the highest level. And that is something that the reforms that have been put in place to put processes in place, because I feel good processes help stabilize an organization, because then you are driven into doing what is right, making sure that you are compliant to all regulations, statutes, international standards, and so on. So those are like basic foundations that were laid through this administration, of course, with the leadership of the president and the executive committee. So those are, I would say, critical for any organization.
Exactly. Look, that was a really wonderful conversation. Two more questions to wrap this up. But the second last question, how would you describe your leadership style, the style that gets things done and the style that always inspires people that they will bat for you and go the distance?
I think I'm coming from a technical background. I was a coach before. So that probably directs me or leads me into helping, coaching people. I'm like a teacher. I also am a teacher, former teacher. So being a teacher, being a coach, so I feel that ends up making me not really like a leader image, but more of someone walking with you and trying to help you to assist my team, get the best out of them. As a coach, you want to get the best out of your players. As a teacher, you also want to help your students achieve the best that they can. So I would see as myself very consultative. Anyone can come and speak to me, and I try and help them as much as I can. I feel that having this position as a general secretary, you need to touch people's lives as well, not just getting job done, not just KPIs and so on, but also how can I transform the lives of people as well, because they are still people, they're workers.
Exactly.
They're still people, and they are our greatest assets in AFC. The staff are the greatest assets. They are the ones who drive, and they are the ones who deliver all these activities and programs that we have. The staffs are the ones that are delivering. So they are our biggest assets. So taking care of them, trying to transform their lives as well, because we want them to go back saying that when I worked in AFC, not only worked as a staff, but I also learned a lot of things about life, how to manage time, how to manage money, how to make good relationships. We also want that to happen in AFC. And I feel I also want to be part of that transformation that they go through in their lives, become better persons as they go along. And I'm someone who feels that we have to give empowerment to my team, you know, and not micromanaging, but try as much as possible, give them enough that they also can make decisions, because when they make decisions, they also grow. They also have to prepare themselves. They also need to improve themselves in their knowledge. So that is also something that I feel is part of my way of working, I would say, at the AFC.
Fantastic. And you are very much that person, because I worked with you before as well in certain events and other great milestones as well. Final question. We live in a time where it's very different in a good way. Yes, once upon a time, most football people would say, I want to be like Maradona. I want to be like Pele. I want to be like Johan Cruyff. I want to be like Park Ji-soo, Lionel Messi, Ronaldo. But in today's age, not everybody can be that and don't want to be that. They'll say, I want to be the general secretary of AFC. So if someone came up to you, young or not so young, and said, in a very, very career nurturing way, and came up to you and say, that's a Sri Windsor, I want to be like you. But I know that won't happen overnight. It won't happen after 1 year or 2 years. What would you say to them in terms of a detailed answer, what they need to go through in terms of development, skill set, growth, maturity to be a general secretary of the AFC? Because it's not an easy position, but it's an awesome position.
I get this many times. Many people have asked me as well. I think I believe that I did not work myself way up to be a general secretary. That's the first thing that people need to know. Job that you start with, make it your own and do your best. Okay, this is from my experience. And I started very low in the ladder, very low. I used to carry bags. I used to drive for official. I just wanted to be involved in football. I just wanted to feel the taste of what it's it to be in football, working as a teacher. So that's the first thing. Take any job. If you are young, that's even something that you cannot negotiate. No, you cannot say, no, I'm not going to do this job. I'm not going to do this job. Even though you're equipped in terms of knowledge or your degree or whatever it is to do a better job, but start whatever gives you an opening, whatever gives you an opportunity, whoever opens the door for you, take the job, do it your best and make it your own. Because any job that is given, you can make it your own and create something new out of that job that someone else couldn't do. That people should be talking to you and say, look, this guy took this job in a different way. He really enjoyed the job. He really made it work. That's how you should start with. And of course, equip yourself in terms of knowledge. And you can never finish equipping yourself with knowledge. Read a lot, or whatever, you know, interests you, and try and see. Reading not only by books, but also people. People teach you a lot as well. Watch and learn from other people's experiences, mistakes. Don't be shy to ask questions. But never think that, personally myself,
sure.
I never work towards being a general secretary. I always work towards my next calling. Who will call me for the next job? And this is my sixth job in AFC. I only applied for one as a teacher. So meaning that you have been doing right wherever you were, that someone looked at you and identified you and said, look, I would like this person to be with my team. And then they pick you and say, will you want to join me? That's how I ended up at this sixth job as a general secretary. So that is something very difficult for young people at this, because they have short attention span. They want to move on to the next job very quickly, not even trying to finish whatever that they are at that point of time. So we are in different times, but I think some of the principles can remain the same, that do your best in whatever job you are doing. Don't be impatient. Somebody will observe you. Somebody will be eyeing you, because when that person is in a position to hire, then they will look for you and say, look, I want him in my team. Because when I was working with him, he had the right attitude, he had the right skills, he had whatever right that they were looking for. Like they say, skills, knowledge you can acquire, but attitude, you need to have that. So you need to ask yourself, do I have the right attitude working in football? And as they say, in football, you work as a team, just like a football team. You cannot win alone. You need your teammates. So, and an attitude of working together, an attitude of making friends with everyone that you are working around is very important, because people will be watching whether they would want you in their team or not. So you have that opportunity in whatever given job to show who you are, not only as an employee, as a staff, but also as a person. You're off the work. What can you bring to the table? Are you a very humane person? Are you honest? Are you a person of integrity? These are all as important as trying to solve problems, or you're a good typist, or you can get the job done in 2 days. Those are also important as well when it comes to work. What about the other side? As a person, people also will look at that part of personality as well. So a mixture of both. Not easy these days.
No, it's not.
Well, there are a lot of people still proving to be very good staff, good workers. And there are still people climbing up the ladder in these difficult times as well. Yeah, have a good attitude for work. Good attitude. Don't calculate on time. Oh no, I'm only coming on this time and so on. Because you need to spend a lot of time in football. There are no weekends in football.
True that.
There are late nights in football. You must be ready for that. And your family must be ready for that as well. Don't come to football if your wife is not ready. Yeah, really. A lot of sacrifices need to be made if you want to really go up the ladder. So, just a couple of things taking from my own experience.
No, great sharing there, Dr. Sri. And if I could just sum it all up, attitude develops two very good aptitudes. So Dr. Sri is saying, everyone, we have the right attitude, we're easy to work with, everything will flow. It's not a cliche, because it's very true, because a lot of people who come to the table with the necessary aptitude, with the skills, may not be easy to work with, because they don't have that growth mindset that we always speak about as well. Dr. Sri, look, we wish you all the very best, not just in the upcoming Qatar World Cup. I'm sure it will go very well, God willing. But in terms of your quest to always develop Asian football, we know we are in very good hands. And long may you continue in this wonderful role. And thank you so much for your time. So
thank you, Ben. Appreciate
it. Everyone, while we have Dr. Sri here, thanking Dr. Sri for his time. Thank you for joining us. And we'll catch you on the next episode of Great People TV next week. But please don't forget, as usual, to support all our social media platforms, because we are trying to grow as well by continuing to bring in great people to interview. And Dr. Sri Windsor is very much part of that Great People TV plan. Thank you very much, Dr. Sri. You take care.
Thank you, Ben.